Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is World Hello Day. So how cool is that? Today is World Hello Day, a day dedicated to simple greetings, to friendly connection, and reminding people that sometimes the smallest hello can make the biggest difference. I want to know why we've all got different hellos for different people. Because, as I say, if somebody around me who I know well answers a phone call, I'll know who they're talking to before I even get a hint of that conversation, just by their hello. And it's interesting. With modern communication, it's not as simple, because we do live in a world of missed calls, of ghosting, of WhatsApp groups and one-word replies. And it can be confusing. So this morning, we're bringing in someone who understands the psychology behind our communication and habits. Joining us is Dr. Linda Blokland. She's the chairperson of the Clinical Foundation Forum. We want her to help us unpack phone etiquette. Things like, how many times can you call somebody before it becomes harassment? Do you have to say hello to strangers? Is it rude to answer the phone with a yes? And why do people's voice notes sound like they're recording an audiobook? It is World Hello Day, so hello, Dr. Blokland. Let's get right into it. Hoping you're well. How important is a simple greeting?
Thank you, Howard. Yes, good to speak to you again. I think you're right. The way one responds to a greeting, or the way one greets somebody in the first place, is very important to us, because we are social creatures. So we communicate not only in words, but there are different levels of communication. So the other levels include your tone of voice, etc., your expression on your face if you're facing somebody. But on the phone, obviously, it's conveyed through your tone of voice. So it is very important.
And are we becoming more awkward because of the way in which we communicate using WhatsApp, using other forms of communication?
That's right, it is. And if we're talking about text, what is missing there, of course, is the tone of voice or the expression. Mm. And very often communication can go wrong there. But you were talking about simple hellos, somebody... And you're right, you can actually get an idea of who this person is. If you don't know their name, or the first time somebody's calling you, the way they say hello to you conveys a lot. And, you get an idea this is an official business call or a sales call, or it's somebody who's reaching out for some other reason.
What should you say, or how many times is it reasonable? Because we often get into that conversation here when calling somebody before they call you back. And I'm not talking about a cold call, because that's obviously something different. Mm-hmm. But you called somebody, you needed to tell them something, they haven't called you back. How much should we be doing that?
Interesting question. Again, it depends on, your relationship with the person. But let's say this is somebody you know reasonably well. I think calling back, you've made the initial call, they haven't called you back, you call again. I think that's totally acceptable. Once you start making that third call, it starts becoming a little bit uncertain. So you could do that depending, if it's urgent, or you believe that the person, for whatever reason, has been traveling, or, mm-hmm. hasn't been able to see the call. It can be acceptable to do it a third time, but then, you're then moving into the sort of putting pressure on the person, which can be interpreted as being rude. And at some point, you need to recognize that for whatever reason, perhaps they're avoiding calling you back. What you can do, of course, is you call, they don't call back, maybe make a second call, and then you could maybe send a message. Please call me back, I need to discuss something, or whatever. But beyond that, you are actually starting to put pressure on the person, which could be interesting.
I'm hoping Senna's listening to that, but I'm sure she is. Well, I think the life of a producer is not an easy one, because if you don't call people a few times, then you're probably never going to get a guest onto the show.
That's why I said, you know, it depends.
Yeah, I think it does. Context counts. Let's talk about phone anxiety. Whereas I'm not exactly a shy person, I definitely find that it's easier to send a WhatsApp. It's easier to communicate that way than to get into a phone call. Are we getting worse at, is our anxiety getting greater, do you think?
Interesting question. Look, there's certainly people who suffer from phone anxiety. You actually, almost on principle, never make a call. And even if they have to, if the anxiety is really bad, they'll get somebody else to make a call for them. But I suppose, you know, it can also be that you don't want to get caught up in a long conversation.
Yeah. You're right. That's my anxiety. I just realized. Because I'm thinking, I like talking to people and I don't have an issue with it. But I think it's the time commitment that worries me.
Right. So you know, many people, and I know I'm a bit like that, I prefer to have a conversation, a chat with someone face-to-face. I don't really like doing it on the phone. It's a little bit impersonal. And you do feel a bit rushed. You're in between doing things.
Exactly.
You know, there are exceptions, of course. You know, if your family member is far away or whatever,
sure.
and then you often do it by arrangement. But you know, generally speaking, I think it's difficult for many people to have that conversation over the phone, rather text something.
That is where we need to leave it. Dr. Linda Blokland, thank you as always, chairperson at the Clinical Psychology Forum. And I see that Mike says, nothing more South African than how's it? Or in Pretoria, hello, oom. I like that. Maybe I need to start adopting some of those different types of greetings. Maybe suggest a few and we can see what resonates for people.